Greetings, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早上好。
I'm so happy to see you guys.
我很高兴见到大家。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父父神，我们感谢你。
Again, we ask you to send your Spirit to us.
我们再一次要求你赐下圣灵来。
The Spirit of Truth.
真理的圣灵。
That may guide each one of us into your truth.
能够教导我们进入一切的真理。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I titled this message as Authority and Preaching the Gospel.
今天我的信息是权柄传福音。
Today we will continue to study the Gospel according to Apostle Matthew chapter 10.
今天我们继续学习福音书的马太福音第十章。
At the end of chapter 9,
在第九章结束的时候
，Matthew gives us a summary of Jesus' work on earth.
我们看到马太给我们一个总结，耶稣在地上所做的工。
Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
His ministry are focused on three parts.
他的差遣，他的使命的话，集中在三个方面
：teaching
教训
，proclaiming the good news of the kingdom
宣讲福音
，or proclaiming the kingdom of heaven
宣讲天国的福音
，or the kingdom of God
天国的神
，and healing every disease sickness
医治各样的病症。
And it gives us the main points of Jesus' ministry.
我们看到主耶这里给我们看到主耶稣在地上的使命的三个主要方面。
When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
他们看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Then he said to his disciples.
然后对门徒说
，The harvest is plentiful.
有收的庄稼多
，But the workers are few.
做工的人少。
Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
So the Lord told the disciples to pray to the Lord of the harvest.
这主耶稣告诉我们的是主的庄稼。
And to go into his harvest field.
进入他的庄稼里面去收取。
And now chapter 10 is followed, chapter 9 is followed by chapter 10.
第九章的话，第十章是 follow 第九章的。
So Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness.
耶稣叫了十二门徒来，给他们权柄，能驱逐污鬼，并医治各样的病症。
These are the names of the 12 apostles.
这里有十二个使徒的名字。
It lists 12 disciples' name. Here, he changed their status of disciple to a status of apostle.
再来看看。这里这个他们趁着他改变了个门徒的叫法叫使徒。
So, so this message is going to focus on mainly two parts.
今天的信息的话注重在两个方面。
The first part is authority.
第一部分就是权柄。
Who has authority?
谁有这个权柄?
To whom the authority is given?
这个权柄给了谁?
How the authority is exercised in creation,
怎样
in the kingdoms of the nations in his church.
怎样使用这个权柄，以及这个权柄在教会里面如何的使用。
What should we do?
我们需要做什么。
And what is the most important thing in church?
在教会里面最重要的事情是什么。
The second part is preaching the gospel.
第二部分是传福音。
Of course, the second part is intimately connected to the first part.
我们看到第二部分实际和第一部分是紧密相连的。
If we recognize who has authority, then we should obey his authority.
这里看到谁给这个权柄，我们顺服这个权柄。
So Jesus called 12 of his disciples to him and gave them authority.
耶稣呼叫12个门徒来给他们权柄。
So first question I want to ask brothers and sisters, who has authority?
第一个问题我想问弟兄姐妹谁有这个权柄。
In Matthew 28:18, Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
在马太福音的二十八章的十九节里面，所有的权柄都赐给你们了。
Then he gave them the great commission.
这是大使命。
And then in verse 20, he says, "What he told them, commanded them what they should do."
在第二十节提到说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
Teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
教训他们一切的命令的，要他们遵守。
And he gave this wonderful promise to them who obey his command.
给我们一个很美的、很荣耀的一个应许。
And surely I am with you always.
他确信说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
To the very end of the age.
直到世界的末了。
Now, we encounter every kinds of authority and are giving many kinds of authority to us in this world.
我们看到接着的话，我们看到这个权柄给予了，接着这个话给予我们很多权柄。
All authority in this world, from the president to local policeman to a shepherd boy, is given.
这个权柄我们看到在世上的话，不管是总统还是地方的警察，都是 giving 给他们权柄
，are derived authority
是一个派生的权柄
，and they are not inherent, not intrinsic, not absolute authority
不是一个内在的、固有的、生来就有的权柄
，but Jesus' authority is inherent, intrinsic, and absolute authority.
把耶稣的权柄是绝对的、内在的、固有的、生来就有的权柄。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 says, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word."
希伯来书1章3节说，神子是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常有他全能的命令托住万有。
He's God incarnate.
他是道成肉身。
He has the full glory of God Himself.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
He sustains everything with His powerful word.
他常有他的命令托住万有。
And many times we think we have the power to do this, to do that.
我们就因为我们有权柄做这个做那个。
Everything we say we do.
我们所说我们所行。
Rely on His power.
都依靠主的权柄，神的权柄。
His authority.
他是权柄。
He sustains everything.
他有他的命令托住万有。
Now in John chapter 1, there's a wonderful prologue in the gospel according to Apostle John.
我们看到约翰福音里面就看到 prologue.
前奏。前奏。
In
the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
He was in the beginning with God. Notice the pronoun here. He.
这里
the Word.
这里特别举的道，太初有的神，他道。
All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
And later, verse 14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth."
我们看第40节就讲，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。 充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
So he is full of grace and truth.
他充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Revelation chapter 19 says chapter 19, verse 16 says, on his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of the Kings, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我们看到启示录十九章十九节，他的衣服和大衣上有名写着说，万王之王，万族之主。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22 says, And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything of the church, for the church.
我们看以弗所书第一章二十二节讲，又将万有伏在他的脚下，是他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有的所充满的。
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
教会是他的身体。是那充满万有者所充满的。
This is another metaphor to describe his authority over his church.
这里看到有另一个修辞告诉教会
his authority over his church.
他的权柄在教会当中。
He's the head.
他是教会的头。
And the church is his body.
教会是基督的身体。
He is going to fill the body, the church,With everything he has.
他把他充满整个教会，能把万有者所充满的。
Now, who has the authority?
谁有这个权柄？
Jesus.
Jesus, 耶稣基督
has the authority.
耶稣基督有这个权柄。
God,
神
has authority.
神有这个权柄。
God the Father, God the Holy Spirit has the authority.
圣父、圣子、圣灵有这个权柄。
And the second question is, to whom the authority has been given?
另一个问题是这个权柄给了谁？
So, the first verse of chapter 10, Matthew, gives us very, very important teaching.
马太福音这里看到给我们很重要的一个教训。
And the significance of calling the 12 disciples to be his apostles.
他呼叫十二个门徒称他们为使徒。
This is, has lasting significance for the Church of God.
在这看到的话，在教会里面，这是非常重要的一个意义。
Now, who is a disciple? Who is an apostle?
那么谁是学，谁是门徒？谁是使徒？
What does it mean?
这是
an, a disciple or an apostle?
这是使徒和门徒和使徒的意义在哪儿呢？区别在哪儿？
What's the difference between a disciple and an apostle?
我们看到门徒和使徒有什么区别呢？
A disciple is a student.
学徒就是个学徒嘛，门徒就是学生，学徒。
This is like student has to go through many, many years of study.
看到我们学生的话，经过许多年的学习的话，在这学校里面
to be equipped to find a job to support your family
他要装备他们的话这样他再找到一份工作的话可以支持他的家庭
but an apostle is totally different
使徒完全的不一样
an apostle is a delegate that is commissioned by someone with authority
我们看到使徒是代表那个更高的权柄的一个代表是一个作为代表
Whatever he does must obey his authority.
他不管做什么要顺服那个权上面的权柄。
He himself does not exercise his own authority.
他自己不能行使自己的权柄。
He has to rely on the one who commissioned him.
他依靠那个上面给他权柄的那个。
Now who is the first apostle?
谁是最大的第一个使徒？
The most important, the supreme apostle,
就最重要的、超越的那个使徒。
The Bible tells us Jesus is the first apostle, supreme apostle.
圣经告诉我们，是耶稣基督是那个超越的、最重要的使徒。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1 says, Therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, who we acknowledge or we confess as our apostle and high priest.
充蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所因为的使者为大祭司的耶稣。
In Chinese, it is translated into 使者 or sometimes we translated angels into 使者。
我们中文翻译成使者或者 angel 使者，是天使那个使者。
Apostle means someone is sent.
使徒就是受差传。
What does that mean that Jesus is an apostle?
耶稣是使徒的话，这什么意思呢？
Because let's listen to Jesus' word.
让我们看耶稣基督的话语。
I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me.
我知道我没有，并且我没有一件事是凭着自己说的。
And he who sent me is with me.
他差遣我，他与我同在。他差我来的是与我同在。
He has not left me alone.
他没有撇下我独自在这里。
For I always do the things that are pleasing to him.
因为我常做他喜悦的事情。
So Jesus as the Son, the second person of the Trinity, was sent by God his Father.
我们看耶稣基督第二位格的神，他以主父神所差遣。
He received authority from God the Father.
他属圣父的权，接受圣父的权柄。
He did everything according to the Father's authority.
他所做的一切都顺服父神的权柄。
What he did was pleasing to God, his Father.
他常做父神所喜悦的事情。
So God the Father was always with him.
父神常与他同在。
John chapter 12 verse 49, Jesus says, For I have not spoken on my own authority.
约翰福音十二章四十九节，因为我凭着自己讲，因为我没有凭着自己的权柄讲。
But the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment.
为那差我来的父给我命令。
What to say and what to speak.
他说什么，做什么。
And I know that his commandment is eternal life.
我们知道他的命令就是永生。
What I say therefore, I say as the Father has told me.
故此我所讲的话，正是照着父对我所说的。
So what does that mean that Jesus is the first apostle?
我们看到，我们知道主耶稣为什么是那首先的，超越的那个使徒。
Because God, his Father, sent him.
父神差遣他来。
The Father has all authority.
我们的父神有所有的权柄。
Jesus was the Word incarnate.
我们的主耶稣道成肉身。
As a human being representing us.
作为肉身来代表我们的父神。
He has hidden his glory.
他隐藏他的荣耀。
So what he did was perfectly obedient to God who sent him.
他所做的是完全的顺服父神，就差遣他来的。
Now,
现在
Matthew chapter 10 give us another level of apostleship.
我们看到马太福音这里要给他们另一个层次的使徒。
So Jesus called 12 of his disciples to be his apostles.
主耶稣差遣十二个使徒，称他们。
Jesus gave them authority.
耶稣基督给他们权柄。
And Ephesians chapter 2 tells us.
以弗所书第二章，告诉我们说。
For through him, through Jesus, we both have access in one spirit to the Father.
我们被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens.
你们不再是外人和客旅。
But you are fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God.
是圣与圣徒同国，是父神家里的人。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, think about your status.
弟兄姐妹，想想你我们的地位。
And think about the privilege you have been given through Jesus.
神给我们有各种的特权，借着耶稣基督。
You are members of the household of God.
我们是神家里的人。
And you have access to God, the invisible one, the almighty one. through the Spirit.
我们可是借着圣灵进到我们不能看见的神的面前。
And next verse, I want you guys to pay attention.
下一节经文的话，我们请注意。
So the church, the household of God, is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
教会是建立在使徒和先知的根基上。
Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone.
耶稣基督作为我们的房角石，为自己为房角石。
What does that mean that the church or the household of God is built on the foundation of apostles and prophets?
这是什么意思？教会建立在使徒和先知的根基上呢？
Does that mean that Peter, John, and the other apostles, the foundation of the church?
这是名字 Peter 和约翰是教会的根基吗？
And why here the Holy Spirit listed the apostles and the prophets through Apostle Paul?
这里为什么在这圣灵感动他们说就告诉他建造使徒和先知的根基上呢？
And the apostles are listed before the prophets.
使徒列在先知的前面，使徒和先知。
And in the Bible, in the Old Testament, we see the prophets speak the word of God.
我们看到在旧约里面的先知，说传讲神的话。
What they have written, what they have spoken, are not their own words.
他所说的并不是是自己的话。
And frequently you encounter, "Thus says the Lord."
不是 encounter.
经常的你会看见。啊，这是耶和华说的。
哦，这是不一样，这是耶和华所说的。
Although it was written by Jeremiah, although it was written by Moses.
我们看到 Jeremiah 和摩西。
Yeah. The word of the Lord came to Moses.
耶和华的话临到摩西。
The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel.
我们耶和华临到以西结。
A vision at night came to Daniel.
那个异象就临到丹尼尔。丹尼尔。
Prophets, the Old Testament 39 books,
我们旧约里面39卷书
were from God Himself.
是从神话神的话自己来的，从神自己来的话。
Now here, the apostles are listed before the prophets.
我们看见使徒列在先知的前面。
They become the foundation of the church.
他们成为教会的根基。
And we know that from chapter 2 of Acts, when the Holy Spirit came down from heaven and dwelled on those first apostles.
我们看到使徒行传第二章里面，圣灵的浇灌降临，就进浇灌在使徒身上。
What did they do?
他们做什么？
They explained what happened to them from the scripture.
他借着经他在借着那个经文所做的。
Yeah, and they could not understand what happened. Other people could not understand what happened to them.
他们不明白，其他人也不明白他们在做什么。
And Peter stood up and said, "What happened before your eyes is exactly what was prophesied through Prophet Joel."
我们看到彼得就站起来，接着先知约珥的话说，在做什么
？In the last days, God says, "I will pour out." My spirit on all people.
在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
And later, Peter continued.
我们看到彼得继续的讲。
And he quoted.
他引用了诗篇。
Psalm 110.
诗篇一百一十篇。
The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand."
主对我主说：“你坐在我的右边。”
Until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
纵我是你的仇敌，做你的脚凳。
We know that Psalm 110 was written by David.
我们可以比较出来，这个大卫所写的。
But in the New Testament, when Jesus spoke,
在这新约里面的话，是主耶稣说的话。
Jesus says, you know.When the Spirit spoke through David,
圣灵借着大卫 来说
yeah. And what did does the Holy Spirit do?
我们看到圣灵在做什么?
What does the apostle do?
我们看到使徒在做什么?
The Holy Spirit guided the apostles into understanding of the Old Testament.
我们看到这个圣灵呢, 来启示引导, 使徒明白旧约所说的。
So in the Old Testament, many things have been hidden from the Jews.
我们看到在旧约里面的所有的事情都隐藏在那个，就以色列是有隐藏的。
The same thing for us. When we read the Bible, many things are hidden from our understanding.
我们都看到同样在我们身上的话，我们读圣经的话，就很多事情对我们来说是隐藏的。
Unless the Holy Spirit opens our eyes and hearts, we cannot understand them.
圣灵来启示我们，开我们的眼，开我们的心，能够明白神的话。
The unfolding of the Word gives light.
它打开我们的，解开神的话，就给出亮光。
It enables us to understand the Word of God.
让我们明白进入神的道，神的真理。
The Word of God reveals who God is.
The Word of God.
The Word of God reveals who God is.
这个神的道启示神是谁。
So, when this verse, the Apostle Paul says, the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
我们现在接着神的话，Paul说，教会建在使徒和先知的根基上。
The church is built on the words Jesus spoke through the apostles.
哦，教会建立在神的道是耶稣基督借着使徒所传扬的话。
Because Jesus gave them authority to speak His word.
耶稣基督给使徒权柄讲他的话。
Without Jesus' authority, none of them can write any books of the 27 books of the New Testament.
如果没有耶稣基督的权柄和启示的话, 没有人能接受新约的圣经,而是新约的圣经。
And Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
耶稣基督是教会的方角石。
Now to whom the authority is given?
那么这个权柄给了谁呢?
The authority is given to the apostles.
这个权柄给了使徒。
Now the next question is, I think very, very important, if not the most important question. I think it is the most important question for us.
现在下面的问题的话是一个非常非常重要的一个问题。
How does Christ exercise his authority over the creation?
我们耶稣基督在神的创造里面怎样行使他的权柄呢?
The cosmos, the kingdoms of the nations, the church.
The cosmos?
宇宙.
哦，他叫 cosmos, yeah, 宇宙.
地上的列国.
地上的列国.
他的教会. I should say that how does Christ exercise his authority over the creations, plural?
我们看到耶稣基督怎样行在这个创造里面行使他的权柄，包括宇宙。 包括我们的教会和地上的一切，我应该用一个复数，神的创造用复数，为什么呢？创造里边用复数，plural。
Because in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation.
放在基督里面就是新造的人。
So the new creation has already started if you can accept.
The new 新的创造里面接受，已经开始了。
。If anyone is in Christ, is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has begun.
在基督耶稣就是新造的人，旧事已过。
The Lord says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
虚心的人，天国是你们的。
Jesus says, if I cast out demons by the Holy Spirit,
如果我觉得圣灵干鬼,
the kingdom of God has come to you.
天国, 就在你们中间。
So how does Jesus exercise his authority?
耶稣基督怎样行使他的权柄？
Jesus says to one of the apostles, I am the way and the truth and the life.
耶稣基督说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
有没有人借着我？有不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Another verse says, He is full of grace and truth.
我们看到耶稣基督充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Now today we are just going to focus on one word, truth.
现在我们今天放下一个词，真理。
Jesus is the truth.
耶稣基督是真理。
When Jesus was interrogated by Pilate,
我们看到耶稣基督在受比拉多的审判。
Pilate questioned him, Are you the king of the Jews?
比拉多问他说，你是犹太人的王吗？
Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world.
耶稣回答说，我的国不出这个世界。
And later he said,
后面说，
Why he came into this world?
他为什么来到这个世界？
John chapter 18 verse 37.
约翰福音十八章三十七节说
，Jesus says，
耶稣说
，For this purpose I was born. When Pilate asked him whether he was king of Jews，
我们看到比拉多问他说，你是王吗？耶稣回答说，我为此而生，也为此来到世间。
For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world.
我为此
to bear witness to the truth.
我为此而生，也为此来到世间，可为给真理做见证。
Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice.
凡属真理的人就听我的话。
Pilate said to him, What is truth?
比拉多说，真理是什么呢？
Dear brothers, sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
What is truth?
什么是真理？
And Jesus gave us the answer.
耶稣基督给我们答案。
When he was in the upper room, he prayed as a high priest for his disciples and for all the Christians who are going to believe their message. He said this.
耶稣基督在那个一个
楼上
的房间，为祷告的时候说
，Sanctify them by the truth。
求你用真理使他们成圣。
Your word is truth。
圣经就是真理。
Revelation chapter 2 we studied recently。
启示录第二章刚开始说
，To the angel of the church in Ephesus, write，
要写信给以弗所教会的使者说
，These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands。
那右手拿着七星，在七个金台中间行走的说
，We are told that the angels are messengers。
我们看到这个使者
，They are commissioned by Christ。
他 commission by Christ， 他们是神所差来的。
基督差派他们，
基督差派他们
，to deliver Christ's words to the church。
就传递神耶稣基督的话。
And he is walking among the churches。
他在教会中间行走。
Now a question for all of us.
那么问题对大家问大家。
Does Christ walk in our church?
我们主耶稣在我们教会中行走吗？
How does he walk among our church?
他怎么在我们教会中行走呢？
Does he has authority over our church?
他有权柄，对我们教会有权柄吗？
He exercises his authority through his word.
他借着他的道来行使他的权柄。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 says,
提摩太后书, 第二章, 说道,
all scripture is God breathed.
圣经都是神所默示的,
and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
与教训、主责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的,
so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
教属神的人得以完全, 预备行各样的善事,
all scripture is God breathed.
所有的圣经都是神所默示的。
Remember in the beginning, how did God made man in his image?
从开始起初,
还记得起初神如何创造人，照着他的形象造人吗？ He, the Lord God, took some dirt from the earth and made into a human being and breathed his life, breath into the man.
哦，他是用尘土来造人，吹了一口气。 成为一个有灵的活人。Now,
the same thing, the Bible, all scripture is God breathed.
我们看到圣经都是神所默示的，吹出的气息。
It's not a prophet's clever thought.
It's not a prophet.
不是一个先知的捏造的。不是先知捏造的。
It's
not someone just devised by himself.
这是那位圣洁的神的自己说，不是任何人可以写出来圣经的。So
all scripture is God breathed.
所有的圣经都是神所默示的。And
Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him,
耶稣对信他的犹太人说，
If you abide in my word,
你们若常常遵守我的道，
you are truly my disciples.
就真是我的门徒。
And you will know the truth.
你们必晓得真理。
And the truth will set you free.
真理必叫你们得以自由。
Now Jesus is the truth.
耶稣基督是真理。
And he tells us that if you abide in my word,
他告诉我们说，你们常常遵守他的道。
You will know the truth.
你们就知道真理。
The truth is not something that you cannot know.
真理不是我们有什么东西我们不知道。
If you don't know the truth, how can you do things according to the truth?
如果你们不知道真理怎么做的话，根据真理来行呢？
You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
你们知道真理，真理必叫你们得自由。
The truth will set you free from the devil's schemes.
这个真理叫我们能够得自由，免去魔鬼撒旦的诡计。
Now what should we do?
那我们应该做什么？
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says,
希伯来书12章说道,
Fix our eyes on Jesus,
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣,
the author and perfecter of our faith,
他是信心创始成终的耶稣。
Now how do you focus on Jesus?
我们怎样来 仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣呢？
Come back, focus on the Word.
归了圣经。
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
耶稣是我们信心创始者，也是成终者。
The author,
创始者,
remember, authority,
当提到创始的话, author的话, 想到的权柄,
the author equals to creator,
那个 author, 那个创始者的话, 想象我们那个神的创造, 是同等的。
For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scoring, in its shame and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
因他摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，就便坐在神宝座的右边。Now
we have many teachers in the world.
然后我们思想神的话。
Yeah. In Matthew chapter 23 verse 8 through verse 10, Jesus says,
我们看到马太福音的23章第8节到第4节说,
But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher.
但你们不要受拉比的称呼, 因为只有一位是你们的父子。
Notice the teacher has capital T.
我们看到这个teacher的话, 不是是 capital T, 是 capital T.
And
one capital T. One capital, one teacher, teacher capital T.
大写的 teacher.
大写的 teacher.
And you are all brothers.
你们都是弟兄。
And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father and he is in heaven.
也不要称呼地上的人为父, 因为只有一位是你们的父,
nor are you to be called a teacher, for you have one teacher, the Christ.
你们也不要受师尊的称呼, 因为只有一位是你们的师尊, 就是基督。
Now what does this mean?
这里在叫什么呢?
Do not call anyone father.
这里不要称地上的人任何人为父。
Because in Jewish custom, you know, they call any priest father.
我们看到犹太传统称祭司为父。
Yeah. So we have many teachers. We have many. We have earthly fathers. And we have many people leading us.
我们有地上的父，我们有许多人来带领我们。
But in the absolute sense, who is your father?
我们从绝对的意义上，谁是那个父？
If you have believed Jesus as the Lord, as the Son of God, who died for your sins and received Him according to what the Bible says, you are God's children, and God is your Father.
我们相信耶稣基督为我们而死受难，为我们而死，我们是神的儿女，我们神是我们的父。
And in the absolute sense, who can teach you, teach me?
我们从绝对意义上，谁能教导你呢？教导我呢？
The teacher,
the teacher,
with capital T, is Christ.
那位师尊，那位老师，那位父子，那个是 capital T 的，耶稣基督。
Jesus continues to say,
耶稣基督继续说,
The greatest among you will be your servant.
在你们中间谁伟大的，需要做你们的用人。
Those who exalt themselves will be humbled.
犯自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
And those who humble themselves will be exalted.
自卑的必升为高。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
He says, I do not come to be served, but to serve.
我来不是受人的服侍，而是服侍人。
But give my life as a ransom for many.
他是我们的救赎，作为我们的救赎。
So everyone, if you believe in Jesus, we are His servants.
每一个信主的儿女的话，我们都是他的仆人。
But why does the Bible say Jesus call His disciples friends?
为什么耶稣称他们门徒成为朋友？
That's another level of relationship between us and Christ.
这是另一个层次的，是我们与耶稣基督的那种关系。
The Bible calls Abraham his friend.
圣经说他从亚伯拉罕是朋友。
And the Bible says to those who fear God, fear the Lord can find with him.
他们看到犯敬畏神的人的话，神就与他同在。
耶和华 与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。 The Lord confides with those, the Lord is friend with those who fear him, and he will reveal his covenant to him.
他与敬畏人亲密的话，他就启示他的道。
Now John chapter 4:23, Jesus says, But the hour is coming. And is now here when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
我们看到约翰福音4:23，时候到了，遇见就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。For
the Father is seeking such people to worship Him.
父有这样的人拜他。God
is spirit.
神是个灵。And
those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth.
所以拜他呢，必须用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Who has authority?
谁有这个权柄呢?
To whom the authority has been given?
这个权柄给了谁呢?
How does Christ exercise his authority?
耶稣基督怎样行使这个权柄呢?
What should we do?
我们应该做什么呢?
Now, next question is, what is the most important thing in the church?
那么在教会当中最重要的事情是什么呢?
The most important thing in any church is truth.
这个最重要的事情就是真理。
If we deny truth,
与我们拒绝真理,
we deny Jesus.
我们拒绝耶稣基督。
If we deny truth,
与我们拒绝, 真理,
we deny the Lordship of Christ.
我们就拒绝, Lord主耶和, Lordship,
我们就不认耶稣为主。
不认耶稣基督为主,
if we deny truth,
与我们拒绝真理,
we are not a church of Christ.
我们就不是基督的教会。
Now in Galatians chapter 1 verse 6, Apostle said, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel.
在哥罗西书说，我稀奇你们这么快离开，那记得耶稣基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。
Not that there is another one.
并不是福音。
But there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ.
不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。What
is another gospel?
那另一个福音是什么呢?
What is another Jesus?
那另一个耶稣是什么呢?
If the Jesus is not the Jesus of the Bible,
如果这个耶稣不是圣经所启示的耶稣,
he is not a true Jesus.
那就不是真正的耶稣。
If a gospel is not according to the truth,
如果说福音的话不是根据真理,
that's not the gospel.
那就不是福音。
So Apostle Paul continued,
使徒保罗继续讲,
but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you,
那无论是我们是天上的使者，要传福音给你们，与我们传不同，就应当被咒诅。
Let him be accursed.
要他们，他就应当被受咒诅。
Be accursed.
被受咒诅。
That's the most difficult thing for anyone to receive.
这是对我们来说很难接受的一个事情。
Jesus took the curse on the cross on our behalf.
耶稣基督为我们自己钉在十字架上，代表我们。
So if we trust in him, his blood has washed away our sins.
我们信靠他，他的宝血就洗净我们一切的罪。
So we have escaped from the curse.
我们就逃脱了那个咒诅。
But if anyone preach a gospel that is not the true gospel, Apostle says, let him be accursed.
如果他传的福音呢，不是那个真正的福音呢，他就应被受咒诅。
Verse 9, as we have said before, so now I say again.
现在我们已经说了，现在又说，愿有人传福音给你们。
If anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received,
愿有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同。
Let him be accursed.
他就应当被咒诅。
When the Bible speaks something once,
为什么这个圣经告诉我们再一次说到这个?
It is important, it's the word of God.
当说两遍的时候，这是非常重要的一个事情。
When it speaks again,
他又再说一遍,
that adds to its importance.
这是再加上一个最重要的事情。
Accursed.
Accursed, 咒诅。
Now who denies the truth?
那谁拒绝真理呢?
Who do not hold to the truth?
谁持守真理呢?
John chapter 8 verse 44.
约翰福音第八章44节说,
when Jesus was talking to the Jews,
他讲给犹太人讲,
you belong to your father.
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼,
the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires.
你们的父的私欲你们偏要行。
He was a murderer from the beginning.
他从起初是杀人的。
Not holding to the truth.
不守真理。
For there's no truth in him.
他们心里没有真理。
When he lies, he speaks his native language.
他说谎是出于自己。
For he's a liar and the father of lies.
他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
how did the devil lie to us?
魔鬼怎样替我们说谎?
And we know his schemes.
我们知道他的计谋。
He makes God's people doubt his word.
他这样好像传扬一个传扬神的话。
他是神的子民怀疑神的话。Dear, 悖逆神的话。 Did God really say? 神其实真说吗?
神其实真说吗?启示录创世纪里面说的。
You will not die.
你们吃了这果子就不一定死。
The same thing, technique, schemes he's using to deceive you and me today, God's people.
至于魔鬼同样在创世纪伊甸园所用的诡计，同样用在你和我们身上。
Now, what is truth in detail?
那么这个真理的细节是什么呢?
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
God says, let us make man in our image, male and female.
我们要按照我们的形象造男造女。
And God established marriage as one man, one wife.
我们看到神创立婚姻，一个男人一个女人，设立婚姻。
All these are truth.
所有这些都是真理。
We must hold to this truth.
我们必须持守这个真理。
If you do deny those truths, who are you?
如果我们拒绝真理，我们是谁呢？
And the Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And the Bible says, the wage of sin is death.
这罪的代价就是死。
But the gift of the Lord of God, the gift of God, is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ.
神的恩赐就是在基督耶稣里有永生。
The Bible says,
圣经告诉我们说,
salvation comes from no other.
救恩来到我们没有别的路。
Under heaven, there is no other name is given by which we must be saved. 天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以得救。
Amen.
All these are truth.
所有这些都是真理。
For God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son. Whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，将他肚子中的罪我们，叫一些信的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
He who receives the Son receives eternal life.
我们接受子就有永生。
He who rejects the Son cannot see life, for God's wrath remains on Him.
我们拒绝子的话，我们就没有永生，神的愤怒、震怒就在他身上。
Are those truth?
这些都是真理。
Or something I made up?
这些都是真理吗？还是其他的事情？
Can you know the truth?
我们知道真理吗？
Of course!
当然了，我们知道真理。
We must hold the truth.
我们必须持守的真理。
If we do not hold the truth, we know who the one who does not hold to the truth.
与我们不持守真理的话，我们知道哪一位是不持守真理的。我们持守真理的话，我们就知道哪一位是不持守真理的。有分辨的能力。
John chapter 8, verse 44, Jesus says, the one who do not hold to truth.
约翰福音说，有一些人不持守真理。
Now, dear brothers, I want to pour my heart to you.
弟兄姐妹，我从心里讲。
I call heaven and earth as my witness.
我用天地作见证。
If I speak the word of God,
如果我讲神的道。
I speak the truth to you.
我就讲真理给你。
If I don't speak the word of God,
如果我不讲神的道,
you can treat me as a liar.
你可以对我说我是说谎者。
And if I tell you the truth, how you can be saved?
我告诉你们真理怎么, I tell you the truth.
Whether you believe or not,
你不敢相信不相信,
it's up to you.
这是决定你和我, 每个人在神面前的一个决定。
The truth is, the Lord is my shepherd.
真理是我们的主是我们的牧羊牧者。
The truth is, the devil, the thief who comes to kill and destroy and steal.
魔鬼要毁坏偷窃杀害。
Jesus says, I have come to give you life.
耶稣基督是要我们得生命。
Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd.
我是好牧人,耶稣说,我是好牧人。
The good shepherd died for my sheep.
为羊舍命。
Are those all truth?
这不是都真理吗?
If you do not hold truth,
如果我们不持守这个真理,
if you reject truth, we reject the word of God.
我们如果拒绝真理的话, 就拒绝神的道。
If we reject the word of God, we don't have eternal life.
如果我们拒绝神的道, 拒绝神的儿子, 我们就不会有永恒的永生。
Our sins remain on us.
我们的信, 我们的罪就在我们身上。
God's wrath remains on us.
神的震怒就在我们身上。
This is a line in the sand.
这是一个线。
Do you believe truth?
你相信真理吗?
Or do you not believe the truth on the other side?
还是你不相信真理呢?
Everything is at stake.
每个人所讲的所有的事情。
Who God is, who Jesus is, what He has done, what He's doing, what will He do?
耶稣是谁? 他做了什么?他将要做什么?
Who are we?
我们是谁?
Everything is at stake.
每一样事情都是在这里面。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Oh, 天父，我们非常的感谢你。
You are the creator of heaven and earth.
你创造天地。
You are the truth.
你是真理。
You sent your only Son to die for our sins.
你拆下你的爱子来了为我们而死。
Jesus is the way, the truth, the life.
耶稣基督是道路、真理、生命。
No one can come to you without Jesus.
若不借着他, 没人能到父那儿去。
No one can come to you without truth.
如果没有人能到那里去, 没有真理。
No one can worship you without worshiping you in spirit and in truth.
如果没有你的话, 我们不能在圣灵和城市里面敬拜你。
Sanctify us, Father, with your truth.
用真理的道洁净我们。
Your word is truth.
你的道就是真理。
The heaven and earth will pass away.
这天地就要过去。
But your word will not pass away.
但你的道直到永远。
Lord, may you help us to trust your word.
主啊, 请你帮助我们相信你的道。
To hold the truth.
在持守这个真理。
To worship you in truth.
在真理里面来敬拜你。
And we pray for all the brothers and sisters in Creekside Chinese Church.
我们为西式华人教会的弟兄姐妹祷告。
May you help us.
请你帮助我们。
To know the truth.
明白一切的真理。
The truth will set us free.
真理必使我们得自由。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.